broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's time for Make It Make Sense.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is that why I understand?
Yes, that's why.
Make it in a sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
And please, Ayanda, mouse inside the feature. It's a very serious feature. You might go suit. Let me go SABC.
Oh.
And makeup.
Will I ever survive this particular show?
That's
in your one arriving with makeup. I'll never make it out alive.
So what's happening in Fandah? I want to make it make sense.
Yeah, so today we decided to focus on some of the most common misunderstandings that typically exist in bank statements. It's a fleeting comment that was made on the show on these statements at the end of the month. It's also timely because tomorrow is an important day
yes.
for a lot of people. We're getting many gifts from Drive 959. KG's birthday is coming this week.
In case
y'all forgot, yeah. They were 2 years old when they found out. So make sure to send all your gifts through. But anyway, on a very serious note, there are so many items on a bank statement that typically catch people off guard. If you are the kind of person who even pays attention to your bank statement, just cutting this thing, you just see money coming in and out and you all cry on the 24th. So we decided to zoom in on this with more specific questions, including the difference between a current balance and an available balance and what makes the difference. So to help us, let's invite Sajil Jagjivan, who's the pricing head at FNB Retail. Sajil, I hope I didn't butcher your name. Welcome to Drive 959.
No, all good, Ayanda.
Awesome. Let's drive straight into it. Take us through some of the most common misunderstandings that people have specifically around their bank statements or their account summaries.
Sure, no problem. I think like you hit the nail on the head there when you say like a lot of people struggle to understand how much money comes in, how much money goes out, what am I paying in bank fees? And I think like when you look at bank statements, there's no like standardized format to say like every single bank in the country, you look at a statement, it's going to look the same, you're going to get the same amount of information. But like luckily at like FNB, we like to look at real help from our side. And what we do in addition to just your normal transactional details, we show you guys a summary of how much money came in, how much money went out, how much you paid in fees, and what type of interest rates are applied on your account, and all those additional details that goes a bit like further to help create that financial literacy for our customers and give them that deeper understanding as to what actually happened in the last financial period for them.
I suppose the summaries do help, but sometimes the detail is also, I think, important. Before we get to that, though, there's typically a current balance that people are able to see and also an available balance. What's the difference?
Sure. So in a nutshell, it all has to do with timing, right? So I guess what we mean by this is that when a customer performs a transaction, the settlement or financial impact isn't necessarily always reflected immediately. And like, I think it's best to explain with an example. So like if a customer has to tap a card, let's say to buy some groceries at a shop and they tap for 100 Rand, they expect the transaction to go off real time, as in 100 Rand I just spent, it should go off my account and my balance should reflect so. But that's not always the case if the shop doesn't bank at the same bank as the customer who tapped the card. So there's a little bit of a lag in terms of how the transaction gets settled and the information that goes between banks and the money gets transferred and that and stuff. So I guess a very complicated thing from how the industry works, but in layman's terms, the money hasn't switched hands yet, even though the customer has tapped the card and taken possession of the goods at the grocery store. So when the customer, the my funds do change hands, that's where balance changes, right? So at the initial point, it would be the current balance is what it is, and then the customer taps their card, and then the available balance kicks in at the current balance less than 100 Rand that they spent. And that's because the current balance hasn't had the settlement as yet. And I guess when the full transaction settles, the two balances then eventually align, and the current balance becomes the available balance. So it's mainly literally about timing from that aspect.
Am I being unfair to you? Expected technology to have advanced way further than that by now? I mean, really? So you're telling me essentially these banks are yet to communicate in very layman's terms, and that's why the money is lagging somewhere in the cloud?
I don't think it's like as simple as the banks are lagging to communicate. It's a factor of, I guess, how many transactions are happening at the same time across how many institutions going through the same tiering factor. So in order to manage the load of the volume of transactions that go on, not everything occurs real time. So there is some batch processing. And that's mainly based on risk. So high-risk transactions would go through in real time. But the lower-risk stuff can take more time to process in order to make sure that there's stability in the infrastructure. And I guess over time it will go away as our technology gets better. But the sheer volume of transactions, I guess, makes it a bit challenging in the immediate term.
Okay. It's the 24th for a lot of people. See that. Let's say you try to, you know, purchase something and you don't have enough funds. You actually have bank charges incurred because of that. And, like, the question is why? People are being charged for being broke.
Yeah, so I think that question comes through, like, quite often. And there are various reasons for this. I guess there are lots of costs involved from a processing perspective, but there's also a behavioral component to it, right? So when a customer doesn't make payments, there's generally like a business on the other side of the transaction that has extended services and incurred costs. So the payment ecosystem also has this underlying integrity that needs to be maintained. But I guess that aside, at FNB, we do understand that component, and we allow customers to make mistakes. On most of our products, you get 8 free transactions from when you miss debit order payments and that sort of stuff, because we understand life happens. Sometimes you didn't move your funds around. A mistake can happen. But post these, when you consistently miss your payments, you enter a high-risk classification, and then that's when the associated costs of managing the customers and the fees then kick in. I guess you've got to be fair to all sides, fair to the customer from FNB perspective. We provide the fee ability to incur a life event, and we don't charge customers up front, only once the behavior is proven to be at risk and consistent. And then I guess on the other side, we have to also think about those who provided us services at their cost that needs to be, I guess, settled on their end.
So Jill, a quick one from me. Obviously, we are trying to keep up with everything that's happening on our bank statements, transactions, and the likes. Are you guys keeping up with these bogus transactions that happen that take money away from us? Because I think accountability in a relationship, like a banking relationship, goes both ways. I know that there are sometimes forms that you might have to fill in to try and claim your money back and all of that. But are you guys making headway? I think Ayanda earlier said, I think technology should be far by now. Are you guys making headway with these bogus transactions that we now have to keep tabs on them because seemingly none of the banks have got this thing under control?
Yeah, so I think there is a lot of headway being made, and there's a lot of innovations that are happening in the marketplace. One of the key ones is probably DebiCheck that came in to avoid like rogue debit orders. So what DebiCheck does is it sets up a mandate between the collector and the customer. And that mandate has to be approved and accepted on both sides. Otherwise, the collection can't take place. So it's no longer the point where, like, a business could continue to debit your account even after the service has expired or the contract has concluded through the DebiCheck rail. And then there is other, like, innovations such as PayShop and instant payments that FNB have from a real-time perspective that have anti-fraud mechanisms in place that do screening and those types of things to ensure that the transactions are valid as they go through in real time. So I think there's been a lot of innovation and a lot of movements in the market in the last 5 to 7 years. So I think we are making tremendous strides in, I guess, keeping that up. Obviously, there is still, I guess, the element where some customers have where there's an error in terms of performing the payment from their side in terms of an incorrect account number and those types of things. That's more challenging, I guess, to reverse from a transactional perspective. But in terms of the ability to collect from your account without your authorization, there's been massive enhancements on that.
All right, Sajil Jagjivan, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. Appreciate the time. Sajil is the pricing head at FNB Retail.
So the reason why I'm quiet, I am bad. I mean, the last time I checked, my statements. I'm sure it was 2022. Even I actually look with one eye because there's so much that is happening in
there's
that
so much
account.
Money.
I'm at debit orders. No, it's not because...
Not even money.
I'm at debit orders.
The action, and
the action that is there freaks me out. And of course, in the past, I've spotted some illegal transactions, you know, which are always reported to the bank. But it just keeps happening. 20 rand from some company I don't even know. But yeah, man, the statement is just too long. Yeah.
It's too long. And because there are various transactions, you are swiping.
Yes.
There's debit orders. There's online purchases. There's so much happening. And some are stupid. Like, if I don't have cash going to a mall, I then tap my card to pay for my parking ticket.
Exactly.
So can you imagine? I must now get noted the 9 rand, the 25, the 100,
which
and the 1,000.
Which says we don't really check how much our bank charges on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Yeah. How often do you check your statement? Do you even know your monthly charges?
I don't
charges?
Know.
Ken doesn't know. I don't know. Humuzo doesn't know. I know for a fact Ayanda doesn't know too.
Ayanda? Hello?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The question is, do you read your bank statements? I don't. Or how do you often do your check? How often do you check your bank account? Only when I get a booking. Or proof of payment.
Check out log of
it. Yeah. Proof of payment from the eye. Was also a smile.
Pele. Yeah. What happened before that? There's a transaction in Rand 87 cent that you don't care about. There's a transaction when you deposit money to your sibling.
Yeah.
And there were bank charges that. This month, last month, we were at 2.74. But this month, they're 4.75. And you don't even ask that. You just move on.
And you know these things add up, guys. They might seem like nothing.
Of course.
But they add up.
But that's how
people
become billionaires.
Absolutely. And people that are pedantic with their accounts. Oh, yeah, 10 rand there, I guess, 50 rand there. It's not a lot of money. But by the end of the year, when you put all those things, oh, man.
It's like just like we were talking about coffee. The amount of money. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The same. Absolutely.
Yo, Ainami, I'm guilty. I do not check my bank statement. I don't even know what my fees are. Nizwa ngabantu ukuthi FNB iyadura, but ukuthi ngizibonele mina ukuthi vele vele iyadura. Hayi cha, ngizange ngikhuluma mama. I check your statement.
Yo, team, almost every 2 days I'm on my banking app because of fraudulent transactions I've once experienced. As for my bank charges, once or twice a month, I do go through them. But banking app, every second day, I'm there scrolling. You see, whatever you're saying about debit checks, I had debit mandates that wanted to debit old mutual on a savings account, on a fixed savings account. Like, how come these people at the banks are also not?
My bank statement, every morning when I wake up, I check all my banking apps. There's a lot of fraud in South Africa. You cannot sleep and say you leave it for anything. Even if I know I have zero, it must not be minus because it must be the way I left it yesterday. If there's anything funny, I call the bank immediately. I don't play that game. Every morning before I pass, I check my bank app to look at the small amount because remember a while ago there was that scam at 99 rand, 79 rand debit orders. That's when I learned that you need to look at your bank statement every day.
I'm just saying, some people avoided doing math in high school and that is catching up with people now in their adult life.
Yeah, sister, every morning without fail.
God have it, eh?
God, there's no time for romance. Baby, since I need to check a
statement.
You're a little romance. I just see
that. But at the same time, every day.
It's a good habit. And she's right. There's so much fraud in South Africa. Especially when now I get nervous if I went on a shopping spree like the day before. So the following morning, I will definitely be on my banking app because I'm like, did they tap twice? I got to clear there's a difference between available and current. Did they tap twice? Did it only go out? So that I will look at when I know that, today I bought a lot. I was at different stores. Just think how my card was cloned or, any of those things.
Very interesting coming from someone who says she hates malls and stuff.
I do.
Shopping spree.
It means you are shopping until you drop.
Guys, this happens once a year.
Yep. What's up? Really?
I swear to you. Shopping spree aga will happen once a year. I do not. Guys, I hate malls. Maybe on the net.
Yeah, we're talking about checking your statements. Because Khumutso just put Glenn into sleep right now.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, I'm one who doesn't check my bank statement. But trust me, from this month, I'm checking my bank statement because I made a purchase in September from Shein. And obviously the money pools and it sits in reserve until the merchant pulls their money. And I received my order, life's good. February this year, the merchant only now actually decides to pull the money. Apparently the merchant was having problems when I made my purchase in September. And now all of a sudden, Sekpuma like it's 2 point something for my Shein order 5 months later.
Yo.
Guys, and I reported it as fraud. I even blocked my card.
Digital banking. Your charges were like this. Your charges were like this this month. Laitse wa mustani ke la rona ya bomzetana mara anga se bitsela bitsola yona
ah na re tsere na re tshwaretse ele ya is na di bank charges the buyer ele black ele mfana ya rona yeo
ele card yao ya rona
oh ya card yao kobe
ya kobe ya ele ska nyaza
ya bomzetana kevi
angeke ngisho te bomzetana kevi ngiyona na bomzetana
I think in the bank
I see tala
cuz it's green
I see Tala.
No, I'm telling you.
Do you think Tala has bank charges? Or bad boys?
Of course they do. It can only be. Can only be.
But yeah, let's check our bank statements of it.
Are you going to start?
I have to. There was a time where I went to apps and I signed our pants and I'm like, we are reversing every transaction in Ngayana.
Exciting.
Because it's your fault as a bank.
Absolutely. Right?
It's your fault as a bank to allow people to access imaliyami agreement yam nani. Ngithengibambeleni imaliyami. So how you guys allow people to come and eat here, it's your problem, not mine. I mean, I want my plate full.
I'm sure the 100 rand that's out there, it's about my 2,000 something.
I reverse plus minus 2,500 rand.
This is ridiculous,
and that was for 3 months.
Can you imagine over a year?
Sure.
That's close to 25,000 rand. Over a year. And in 10 months, it's 25,000 rand, actually.
Yeah, because we hardly check what goes on. And we are able to 75 rand. And even our bank charges. We don't even check how much are the bank charges per month.
And you know, Tsukumba, that's why sometimes you're more broke in other months than others. Because there's some wishy-washy transactions that are happening that usadi chekang. And then you're like, but why chiltakali low so this month? It's because of those transactions.
Shorting 700 rand this month. Why? Just
why? Exactly.
The only time I check my bank statement is around mid-month when I don't have money. When now I'm trying to figure out who and who did what? When I have money, I'm just swiping. I don't have time. As long as it's clicker, it's all balance. Yabon. And I do have that struggle between available and that balance thing. But Shem, when I know there's money, I swipe, I move. The day comes, like by my 15, 16, then I go and check. This no was not supposed to happen. Only then. When I have money, I don't.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.